Key Elements of Effective Communication, Unit 4, Lecture 2. In the first lecture, we defined communication and identified communication models. We also identified key communication assumptions and four key variables. In this lecture, we focus on nonverbal communication. Objectives. By the end of this session, learners will be able to 1. Define what nonverbal communication is. 2. Describe how nonverbal communication functions in the human communication process. And 3. Describe specific dimensions and give examples of nonverbal communication. Definition: Nonverbal communication is communication without words. That includes messages created through body language and the use of space, sound, or touch. Nonverbal communication. Nonverbal communication can be either vocal or nonvocal. You are probably thinking, if it's nonverbal, how can it be vocal? Examples of vocal communication would be a scream, sigh, groan, or even a whistle. A nonvocal example of nonverbal communication could be a smile or a frown. It can be intentional or unintentional. Importance. The importance of nonverbal communication cannot be understated. One study indicated that up to 93% of communication effectiveness is determined by nonverbal clues. Another study reported 53% of communication effectiveness attributed to nonverbal communication. It is critical to align verbal communication with nonverbal communication. If the verbal and nonverbal communications are not aligned, the message may be hindered. Moreover, if a person says one thing but communicates something totally different through nonverbal components, the mixed signals force the receiver to choose between the verbal and nonverbal parts of the message. An important point to know is that often a receiver will choose the nonverbal aspects as the message being delivered. Functions of nonverbal communication. The overriding purpose of nonverbal communication is the sharing of information between individuals in an interaction. Nonverbal communication performs several identifiable functions in the process of communication, including the expression of feelings and emotions, the regulation of interaction, the validation of verbal messages, the maintenance of self-image, and the maintenance of relationships. Functions of nonverbal communication. Health professionals use the expression of feelings and emotions to convey to others aspects of their inner states without having to use words. Functions of nonverbal communication. A second function of nonverbal communication is that of regulating the flow of messages between people. Nonverbal cues regulate an interaction by indicating to others whether individuals want to talk, want to end a conversation, or whether or not they want to listen. An example of this would be a clinician that continues to look at his or her watch throughout a conversation, indicating to the other party that the interaction is concluding. Functions of nonverbal communication. The third nonverbal function is the validation of verbal messages. When words match the speaker's feelings and emotions, communication is most effective. If a health information technician states to his boss that there is no problem with the work he is being asked to do, but looks troubled or angry, the nonverbal dimension of the technician's message is incongruent with the verbal dimension. Functions of nonverbal communication. The fourth function of nonverbal communication is maintaining the self-image of the communicator. In any interactions, individuals have images of themselves they want to maintain. For example, a recently graduated nurse who wears a stethoscope after work while at the grocery store might want to be seen by others as a qualified professional. The nurse is using a nonverbal cue communicate to others a part of his or her self-image. It is important to note that in many interactions there are subtle and not so subtle nonverbal cues present. Functions of nonverbal communication. Lastly, nonverbal communication serves the function of maintaining relationships. Through nonverbal communication, individuals convey relational messages to others about such things as affection, status, control, or inclusion. For example, a health professional can often determine his or her level of inclusion in a meeting by simply looking at the way chairs are set up in the room. In the next set of slides, we will identify 5 categories of nonverbal communication. Dimensions of nonverbal communication. There are 5 categories of nonverbal communication. They are kinesics, proxemics, paralinguistics, touch, and environmental and physical factors. The next slides will explain the 5 categories in more detail, beginning with kinesics. Dimensions of nonverbal communication. Kinesics is the study of physical movement as a form of communication. Components of kinesics include gestures, facial expressions, and gaze. Components of kinesics. Gestures are one of the most notable and common forms of kinesics and relate to hand movements. Most people use hand movements regularly when talking. While some gestures have universal meanings, such as a closed fist, many of the others are individually learned and idiosyncratic. Facial expressions can be a smile, frown, raised eyebrow, yawn, and sneer. Facial expressions continually change during interaction and are monitored constantly by the recipient. Gaze is a subcomponent of facial expression and plays a major role in effective communication. Studies suggest that direct eye contact is between 50-60% of the time in one-on-one conversations. The average time of a single gaze is 3 seconds, where mutual gazes occur around 2 seconds. Gazes longer than that are not effective in the professional setting. Remember, good eye contact in a professional setting does not require lengthy gazes. In fact, lengthy gazes may come off as intimidation. Dimensions of nonverbal communication. Proxemics refers to how individuals use and interpret space and the environment surrounding the individual. Components of proxemics include space and the surrounding environment. Space is categorized by intimate space, personal space, social space, and public space. Components of proxemics. Personal space includes surroundings and is important as it provides one with a sense of identity, security, and control. For example, in many families, a parent or guardian will have his or her favorite chair at the family table. Studies suggest that personal space ranges from 1.5 to 2.5 feet between individuals. This is the common distance between friends or loved ones. Note that space differs by culture. We will address the cultural aspects of communication in a later unit. Social distance in communication is between 4 to 12 feet apart. This is the distance commonly used in work settings. In public settings, distance ranges from 12 to 25 feet. Dimensions of nonverbal communication. Paralinguistics refers to the vocal sounds instead of the actual spoken words of a conversation. There are 3 components of paralinguistics. They are 1, intensity, the power component referring to the loudness or softness of the communication. 2, pitch height, which is how low or high the voice is, and 3, intonation, which is a variation in tone. Dimensions of nonverbal communication. Touch can be of many forms and elicit a variety of meanings. While touch is primarily associated with personal friends and loved ones, Aside from a handshake, touch is not widely used in the Western society, so should not be used in the professional work setting. Dimensions of nonverbal communication. Environmental factors of nonverbal communication include lighting, noise, color, furniture arrangement, and others. One's perceptions of the environment can include formality, warmth, privacy, constraint, distance, and familiarity. Vignette. Juan works for the IT department of a mid-sized hospital and has recently assumed the coveted yet stressful position as the project manager implementing wireless point-of-care devices. He meets with the hospital executive team each Friday to report on progress. Guided discussion question. At the meeting, Juan presents that the project is going well. His nonverbal communication is saying something very different, however. He seems to be slightly shaking his head no. In addition, he is not making eye contact with any of the executive team members. Question: what do you think the team will believe is happening to the project? Unit 4, Session 2, Summary. In summary, we defined nonverbal communication and identified the significant role it plays in effective communication. In addition, dimensions of nonverbal communication were presented and examples of nonverbal communication were given.